Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Valeura Holding Annual Results 2006 conference call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Peter Ruis, CEO, and Mr. Markus Fögele, CFO. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the presentation of the 2006 group results of Valeura. We would structure the presentation according to the paper, which is also on the webpage. A short introduction, then the 2006 full year results, and then I would like to talk about strategy. We would do an abbreviated version on the financial statements by Markus Fögele. I guess you have been able to go through the financial statements anyway, and we could also cover then questions during the question and answer session. If you look at the 2006 results on group level and summarizing them, we could probably say that we are successfully back on track. This is, of course, evidenced by the figures and by the achievements so far, of which we will be talking to you in more details in a minute. We would also say that the restructuring exercise has now been largely completed, and that we are now in at least that restructuring area, which is retail Switzerland or Kiosk Switzerland, in a stabilizing situation. Group results show that we have been able to increase turnover slightly, not very much, despite the closure of over 100 points of sale in kiosks and despite the deliberate reduction in the wholesaling business within part of the retail division. We have met EBIT targets. Financial expenses were significantly cut. Details to that later. Net income or net profit is up substantially. The ROIC has more than doubled from 4% to over 10%. We can summarize probably that we are well on our way to generate profit in the future. We can also acknowledge that the board of directors has approved the group strategy, which has been presented to them about 10 days ago. If you look at the group results on a division-by-division basis, then remarkably can be noted that K-Kiosk or the kiosk business in Switzerland has been able to stop the downtrend in sales like-for-like basis, not on an as-is basis, but on a like-for-like. This contains about 1,050 kiosks. That overall, we have been able to improve the profitability. Those of you who have followed us a bit closely over the recent years know that we are engaged in the kiosk business to a very large extent into product groups. That's the sale of tobacco and the sale of press articles, and both are or have been last years declining. When we look at retail Germany, there we can say that the growth has now reached a good level after the turnaround in 2003 and 2004. We have a confirmation that this is now sustainable, and we have also been able to grow again by acquiring point of sales at railway stations. Press and books division, we've reached an EBIT of 5%, which is quite remarkable and came a bit earlier than what we had originally expected. Valeura Trade, the sales strong. Both business units contributed about equally to that. That's distribution and production of own brands. While we were growing also in the distribution business, we were able to maintain the total overall margin. If we look at the Valeura roadmap, which is now a chart we have presented now for a couple of times. And going back to the time of the modern times of Valora, or the newest times of Valora, started in 2003 with the focusing exercise, then realizing that the situation was much more serious than what we had anticipated, followed by the restructuring exercise in 2005 and 2006, which is now largely completed. We would now like to go into a mode of growing. By growing, we mean organic growing mainly, but also through acquisitions within our core businesses. So this will be explained at the later stage during this presentation, also in a bit greater degree. Now let me maybe add here something which is not which wasn't originally planned in the process of the presentation at this point in time, but I would like to point this out at the very early stage, so that we can then pinpoint as we go through the presentation to certain facts. We have, as you have undoubtedly seen in the financial statements, reached an EBIT performance, a relative EBIT performance of 2.9%, which is within the guidance we have given, which is just about the midpoint of our guidance. This in itself, we believe, is a good result after coming out of the restructuring. Certainly on European side, Switzerland, Germany and so on, we are well within what other retailers are producing in terms of EBIT or EBIT margin. We have, as you know, forecasted that we would achieve an EBIT margin for 2007, reaching 4% on a run rate basis, and for 2008 then would reach a 4% EBIT margin. Now we are going to take this back into a more conservative forecast. We anticipate that in 2007 our EBIT forecast, or our EBIT, will be around 3% again, mainly for a couple of reasons which I'm going to point out now. It's also, if you want to read the reasons and follow to what I'm saying, is actually written on page 36 of the presentation you probably have ahead of you, in front of you. The challenges which we see for 2007, which will lead to a lower EBIT margin than what we had anticipated, is partly because we need to basically improve still the profitability of Retail Switzerland. This isn't probably coming as fast as I've anticipated originally. It has made a remarkable bounce back, but it's not where we can anticipate, or it doesn't move as fast as we thought. The sale of the own brands will occupy a lot of management time, which will then again be missing from running the operations. We do need to invest more money than what we had anticipated into the IT and infrastructure process, but also we need to prepare the company for growth. We come out of a restructuring period. We are lean and mean. We don't have the people who can now help us to grow the company. And here we will open up here again. We will hire some people with international experience, more professionals on the retail side, more professionals on the press and book distribution side, so that in the end we can also really achieve that kind of growth rate. But one of the most important points also is that we are going to change how we measure performance in this company. And 2007, in that sense, will be a transition year. We will change in the way that we will measure performance more on an EVA, or economic value added, basis, rather than on a relative EBIT basis, because we believe that a company should really be measured on the value, they add year on year and not so much on other factors. And creating value is in the end creating value for shareholders, but also other stakeholders. And we will be pointing during the presentation maybe to this fact, and I thought this might help to say this at the beginning, so that you can also refer or relate some of the statements we are making to this fact. I would now like to hand over to Markus Vögele, who will give you an abbreviated version of the financial results.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would just briefly like to lead you through the figures and highlight that we have an extensive backup material provided through the financial report in the annual report. And B, there is actually for the first time in the recent years hardly anything, or there's hardly any extraordinary items that we would have to explain or restatement of previous years, etc. So if we go to the page 9, which shows pretty much how the operating result is constituted. You'll find net revenues increasing by 0.6%. The gross margin has been maintained at stable levels. The slight increase by 0.2 basis points is basically driven by a mix change of the divisions. Operating expenses for the first time we have been able to reduce them significantly on a year-by-year basis, and this despite the fact that the trade division has increased its top line, and of course other income with 19 million has also contributed to the overall good result of 82 million operating profit or EBIT. Under other income, you'll find also an explanation in the financial report. There is an array of reasons, partly a low figure in 205, where we have had extraordinary expenses through the restructuring program at the level of about 4 to 5 million, and we have sold a couple of real estate items and released some restructuring provisions that were not used to that line. So overall, 82% operating profit, 2.9% EBIT margin, which is fully in line with expectations. On the way down to the net profit, I would just like to highlight three lines or three facts. A, we have managed to reduce our overall financial result dramatically from 16 to 6 million cost net. That is driven by the fact that we have refinanced our outstanding bond in 2005 at much more favorable terms. We have also in the course of last year refinanced our syndicated credit line, and as you'll see on the next chart, we have been able to reduce our net debt in the course of the year quite substantially. So overall, also supported by the currencies, we have been able to reduce our net income, the financial cost line, by about 10 million. The taxes, you'll see as well that we have a pretty favorable tax ratio of 12.5%. This is mainly driven by the fact that we can now back in the profit, we can capitalize on earlier losses, mainly from the Fotolabo divestiture, and also produce some tax assets that have to be put back on the balance sheet. When we go through the key indicators that reflect the main changes in the balance sheet, cash has been kept at the same level as last year. This is mainly due to the fact that we have used all our free cash flow to pay back interest-bearing debt. Our equity ratio has crossed the 40% level again, so we are back at very comfortable 42.3%, and we actually think that is where it should stay about for the next time. Our return on invested capital, as mentioned by Peter Wirth, is at 10.6%. It's calculated by a net operating profit after taxes divided by the net capital employed minus cash. Net working capital since half year has been substantially improved to 140 million, which represents 4.9%. As long as it's below 5%, we are happy with it in this kind of business. I would just like to quickly show the segment reporting or go a little bit more into the segment reporting on page 13. Starting from the right, you'll find that the Valora Trade Division has actually been growing. This is thanks to both business units, distribution and own brands. Both have shown a considerable growth at the top line, thanks to a good cost management. We have, despite the fact that the growth at the distribution unit is at the expense is mainly through large principals that produce a lower gross margin, we have managed to maintain the operating profit margin at the same level as last year, which basically leads to an increase of the EBIT from 30 to 32 million. Valora Press and Books, despite declining markets in all three countries where we are operating, we have managed, also thanks to the collector's pictures from the World Cup, we have managed to maintain our top line, even increase it by 5 million, and we have, thanks to good cost management, managed to get the operating profit line up to 28 million or 5%. Valora Retail, except kiosk, based on the point of sale closures and the convenience wholesale business, where we have to do a reprofitalization in a way where we cut out a lot of loss-making customers and reduce the turnover by about 40 million. All other business units have been growing and have been improving their profitability, which at the end, combined with a successful cost effort, has increased the operating profit from 7 to 21 million, or a profit margin that is now again above the 1% level of 1.3%. This is not where we want to be at the end of the day, but it is a big step forward towards good results. I would leave it up to you to go through the charts explaining a little bit more the highlights in retail and press and books and trade. There is always an opportunity to get back to us during the Q&A for specific questions or later after the phone conference to Stefan Knuchel by email or phone to try to elaborate further on specific details. So with this, I think I can conclude with the opinion that we are well established for attacking the future with our own strength. We have a strong balance sheet, we have a strong cash flow that it has been proven steady over the past 2 years, and we are well positioned to basically implement the strategy that Peter Wirth is going to explain to you now in a second.
Now, the strategy of Valora has just been approved by the board of directors in their most recent meeting in March. It has been the work of all the divisions and of the senior management in the division. So it's well based in the divisions. And what we have come up with is basically a growth strategy. But then I would say a growth strategy which is growing where we have already reached stable situation and where we are in a position to actually achieve certain growth rates. That's why this has led us to say that we are better today, and which is of course a bit based also on on the last year's financial performance, but we also want to be bigger tomorrow. Now, what is our vision or our credo for this five-year period, which is in fact starting in the year 2008, where we have a horizon of about 5 years until 2012. We would certainly want to be an economically sound, independent trading company operating on a European-wide scale. And here, what we, of course, want to emphasize is that our markets are Europe, is Europe, that we want to be independent and not, we don't want to be part of something bigger. We want probably be the consolidator ourselves and rather than being consolidated. But if you look at these regions of Europe, of course, Europe is very large. We would probably see growth more in the north and east of Switzerland rather than in the south and in the west of Switzerland. But this, of course, is something which is not sacrosanct. This depends also on opportunities. What we would like to achieve in the next 5 to 6 years is that we are the market leader in operating small retail outlets in, of course, the field where we are already are, at heavily frequented locations. And this is very clear. We are not generating frequency. We are absorbing or we are making use of passengers or foot traffic, which is created by somebody else. We want to be the market leader in press distribution, and we want to be the prime distribution partner for fast-moving consumer goods. Now, what does that really mean? What does mean more focused? More focused means we want to really focus on the trading business, on retail business, trade business, distribution business. More profitable means through value-based management. And bigger means through organic, but also through external growth. Now, let me explain this a bit in more detail, starting with what we mean by more focused. More focused really means that we want to concentrate, as I said, on retail of the kiosk type point of sales. We want to be a press wholesale or press distribution organization and the distribution of fast-moving consumer goods. As a consequence of that, we have decided that the own brands or our own production companies producing a branded product should be sold. And you see on page 26, you see all the names of those companies being affected. The sales process will be started within the next few days. A transaction partner is being signed on at the moment. And we don't, of course, know how long this sale process is going to take, but we would like to have an efficient kind of process because we know and everybody else knows that long sales processes are usually detrimental to the business. Now, what do we mean by more profitable? And here, by more profitable, we of course mean we want to create more value for the shareholder. And here we definitely want to add or emphasize very much on economic value added. And we are, of course, aiming at a capital return which is above capital costs. Otherwise, this is obvious, so that we can create a sustainable value for our stakeholders and primarily, of course, the shareholders. What do we mean by bigger? Now, within the next 4 to 5, 6 years, we would like to achieve a sales target of about 4 billion Swiss francs. This we achieve by organic growth, acquisitions, as we said, but also by entering new markets. And new markets, as I explained before, primarily again up north and south east of Switzerland. That, of course, includes the new countries within the boundaries of Europe. But it wouldn't go as far as China, for example, or not India. That's certainly not included under this definition, if I just say east of Switzerland. Now, how do we want to achieve growth? Growth by division, let me explain that briefly. Growth at Valora Retail, there is certainly a portion of any growth. The existing area, an existing point of sales, in the existing network of point of sales, here we definitely want to improve the performance per square meter. Now, this is, and also the profitability per square meter. Now, how do we want to achieve this? So this is usually done on three levels. One is top line, and here it's the product range. And as I have explained earlier, and as you probably know, we are to a large extent engaged or selling product ranges which in itself for the last few years have been declining. And we are talking about tobacco sales and press sales. So therefore it is our intention to move more to product ranges containing food, non-food, services and promotions. Here again, under food, we have started this drive already last year, and we have explained that we go into convenience food, into drinks, into products for immediate consumption. This includes coffee. This includes whatever you can imagine. And those of you who live in England, it's probably best described a little bit towards prêt-à-manger concept. Non-food. We know that there is a lot of potential there. We have now also very much strengthened our category management teams in these categories with professionals, and also in the non-food area we have some good persons now joining the team who are really specialists in non-food product range branches. Now, growth also, of course, is achieved, or your profitability is also improved per square meter by working on the gross margin. There, obviously, it concerns buying terms from suppliers. It's the supplier selection. It's buying from a small number of suppliers to reduce quantity and increase buying quantities. Have to make use of the lever you have in buying negotiations. And of course, we concentrate on cost, direct cost in the kiosk, and the biggest cost portion there is certainly personnel cost. Now, in terms of growth, you can also grow, of course, not only by improving the performance by square meter or on the square meter, on the area. You can also grow by adding sales area. And this is not primarily what we want to do for the kiosk business in Switzerland. We see the opportunity for Café Spettacolo, and we see plenty of opportunities under the brand of AVEC in the joint venture in Europe. In Germany, we are a press agent, or whatever you want to call that, a news agent type of business in railway stations, and they have a special status with the publishers in Germany. There are 500 of them, we own 150, and we would like to increase our market share over the years to higher levels than what we do have at this point in time. But also, we have the intention of expanding outside railway stations with the kiosk format. We have tested the grounds lately and have found out that these concepts which we have at the railway stations and we have in Switzerland can also be successfully run outside of the railways in shopping malls, in department stores or in other high-frequency areas. We are now going to open a few more test stores, so that by quarter four this year we should be in a position to decide on mass rollout starting then next year. Into new markets, we will expand with the existing formats of Café Spettacolo primarily. We see there quite a potential of creating growth, creating additional turnover with K-Kiosk and this kind of news agent bookstores at railway stations. Now, when we look at the division Press and Books and the growth potential in that division, it's a different story altogether, because there we are wholesaler of physical press products or print products, which we distribute in Switzerland, Austria and Luxembourg, with, of course, ever-declining volumes. Now, we believe that this decline will continue, particularly for newspapers, probably a bit less for magazines, but we believe that for many years to come, this will be a profitable business model. And we also see, because volumes are going down, that logistics costs are going up. And therefore, we anticipate that there will be changes in the way printed press will be distributed. The logistics areas will change, will be different from what they are today, and we are willing to play a consolidation role in this business field and take over maybe other press distribution companies. But we also see, of course, that the younger, especially the younger generation, is now buying or getting information, news from electronic platforms and not so much from printed products. Of course, we don't know where this leads to, but we do see some opportunities in this area. We want to be at the forefront of this development, want to participate and want to build ideas and business models over the next couple of years so that we can participate in this field. This we don't want to do ourselves. We want to do this in collaboration with the publishers. When we look at the... Oh, by the way, and because of this, we think we want to rename and rebrand the Press and Book Division into Valora Media to be easier to pronounce, and it also fits a bit more with what we are going to do. Growth at Valora Trade is a different story altogether again. Here, as you might remember, we have invested into regional marketing platforms, although they are not yet completed, but the sheer fact that we have announced them and that we are taking a more regional approach and a regional view on the business has brought us some interesting business. As principal, more and more see it exactly on business and market, exactly on that level. We will expand this idea into other areas. Of course, we want to finalize this regional marketing platform and the integration thereof in the Nordics to capitalize more on cost-reducing benefits. Now, how do we grow? We want to grow here particularly into new product categories. We are mainly a food distribution organization. We want to go into near food and non-food, which we already do in some countries, but not in others. And we also want to take our existing principles into new markets, where we want to distribute their products for them in, as I said, new markets, which are not yet really specified. But we would also, of course, want to make acquisitions over the course of this business plan period. We make acquisitions only in our core business. We don't want to add anything which is outside of the core business. And we want to measure the acquisition objects or prospects on their value generation capability. If they can add value, then they are interesting, otherwise not. And this, of course, will help us to make the right investment decisions in the years to come. There is another phenomenon which we see probably in the horizon of Europe, and that's a possible, what we call a possible European consolidation of this industry, which is, of course, a small industry. There are maybe half a dozen companies operating in this industry of a fairly big size. And it's a common belief in the market that these companies should or are consolidating over the next couple of years. If that happens, if that happens, we would like, of course, to participate as consolidator rather than as being a consolidated. Now, we don't, of course, know whether it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, but of course, there are talks amongst these kind of companies, and the likelihood that something is happening in this direction is, of course, evident and here. If I want to summarize what the strategy really is, then you can say it's grow from a sound base, where the sound base has already been laid, or do better and grow again. That means, of course, we don't forget and want to clearly complete the restructuring phase in retail. We have completed it, we've stabilized it, and we want now to grow again. We want to concentrate on core businesses, core activities. And growth can only be achieved organically, but also through suitable acquisitions. And as I said, we want to play an active role in the European consolidation. And this, of course, sustainable, profitable growth generates, of course, added value for our shareholders and stakeholders. Now, if we also have to announce a couple of changes in the board of directors, this is now despite the strategy or outside of the strategy, Peter Küpfer, which is maybe known to some of you, is terminating his mandate. We will now propose to the shareholders' meeting to increase the number of board members from 6 to 7, and we will propose two new board members. One is Franz Julen, who is the CEO of Intersport International. This probably is a company which I do not have to introduce, and he has great experience, large experience in retail expansion, particularly in Eastern Europe, mainly through franchising. Paul Bernhard Kallen, a German citizen who is in the executive board of Hubert Burda Media, will join us as the second person, and his experience is mainly in developing and managing media-based e-platforms, something, of course, which is of high interest to us, since we believe that there are business models which we can exploit together with publishers, and not only one publisher. Now, with regard to the dividend policy, another information, we want to continue our dividend policy, and we'll suggest to the shareholders meeting to pay a 9 Swiss franc per share dividend. So that's so far to the group results of 2006, to the strategy. Can I invite you now to ask questions? And if for any reason we might not be able to give an answer, Stefan Knuchel, our head of investor relations, will then address that question, maybe in a direct one-to-one telephone call or by email. Can I, as I said, invite you now for questions, please?
The first question is from Mr. Patrick Hargreaves, Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead, Mr.
Two or three questions, if possible. The first one is just going back to your prior margin target of 4%. On the understanding that it's going to be 3% this year, is 4% a margin that we should still expect going out into 08 or 09? And if not, when can we expect you to hit that margin? Secondly, in terms of outlet growth, you know, we're now moving into the growth phase of the development roadmap. Can you give some sort of guidance, either in outlet numbers or in percentage terms, what numbers you're going to add in terms of units, retail units, i.e. Café Spectaculo, AVEC, or more bookstores in Germany? And the final question is on the tax rate. Given that it was so low this year, what should we expect in the next 2 or 3 years for the reported tax rate? Thank you.
Oh, I expect the finance department will pay us back taxes. No, a bit more serious. That answer I leave to the CFO, to Marcus, and let me concentrate on the first two. The margin targets of 4%, maybe I want to just say that the margin targets was on a run rate that we would achieve the 4% and not for the entire year of the 2007. Now, we have taken it back because we believe that all these changes will, of course, produce a 3% margin. We haven't given up a relative EBIT a consideration and a view of relative EBIT, but because of the fact that we more go more into this value added measurement of performance, the relative EBIT is lesser importance to us than probably to you. But we of course have still that 4% EBIT target. We will reach it during this business plan period, but just a bit later than what we had originally anticipated. The outlet growth, I'm afraid, we are not that far down yet in our detailed planning down by outlet. So that is a question which is very, very difficult, if not impossible, to answer at this point in time.
Okay, but if we were to assume something like a sort of 1-2% increase in outlet numbers, that wouldn't be...
It wouldn't be too far off.
Wouldn't be crazy. Okay, thanks.
Now, with regard to the tax rate, I would pass on to Marcus.
Okay, as you probably know, according to IFRS, the consolidated tax line that shows as a tax expense in the P&L is more and more driven by deferred tax asset and liability considerations. Yeah. And this is also true for 206, where we had now the chance or the duty more so to create a tax asset on one of our operations because the profitable outlook or the outlook for profitability has dramatically improved. However, as we also disclose in the financial report, we consider the theoretical right tax rate going forward at around 22-23%. But as you know, you never can plan exceptions or those deferred tax impacts as long as you have not crossed the bridge with the auditors.
Okay, but you would expect the reported tax rate to be slightly below that for the next 2 or 3 years. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you.
Welcome,
gentlemen. There are no more questions at this time.
Okay, then I appreciate for listening in. Thank you very much. I wish you, for those of you who have already evening, a nice evening, and for the rest, otherwise, a good day. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now concluded, and you may disconnect your telephone. Thank you for joining, and have a pleasant evening. Goodbye.